Veronica Fox Grijalva has created Desert Gems Coloring Gallery, a coloring book for a mature audience which brings together the work of 8 El Paso artists, herself included. Here to tell us about her project is Veronica Fox Grijalva. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, how is COVID treating you? How's this pandemic situation for you?
I know for a lot of people it's been really, really terrible, but for myself it's not. It's affected me, obviously, with the book and all my projects and everything. It's very entertainment industry oriented. So mm-hmm. It has affected me, just like everybody else. But I still have had opportunities and things come up. So it hasn't hit me terribly, terribly.
And you know what's interesting is like a lot of creative folks, such as yourself, kind of say that like, yeah, it's hard. But somehow, I mean, I still have a conversation with creatives every week. Somehow you're still putting out your coloring book. And I think it's like the ingenuity of being a creative person, no?
It's a matter of adapting. Yeah, I mean, one way or another, you can't stop creativity. We can't stop being creative. We can't stop doing our art and our works and stuff just because of this thing, which is severe. It is severe. It's a pandemic. It's a worldwide pandemic at that. But we can't limit ourselves either. So it's just a matter of adapting.
So how have you been adapting in these times?
It's a lot more social media based and a lot mm-hmm. more electronic based. So like I mentioned, it's mostly social media based now, moving to websites and doing everything electronically, which it's different. It's different compared to having things in person and doing things when I could talk to a person and I could see their personality and they can see me like physically, but it's at least there's that platform though, you know, at least yeah. that exists for us to work with.
Yeah, no, I agree, because like that's how you found me, and that's how we've been communicating. This is the first time we actually have a conversation where probably before we would have met at some art event or who knows what. But yeah, the social media has been good to us. I have to agree. At some point I maybe do it a little too much. But it's that kind of need to connect. I don't know if you're feeling any of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, of course. That's all I base myself on is connections and networking and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I mean, social media has its pros for sure.
So let's talk about your coloring book, because you have been really good at using social media to promote your coloring book. And that's kind of why we're here now. So, yeah, tell us about it. Yeah, how did you come up with it? The artists involved?
So this has been a project of mine since July of last year. It was just me hanging out with a friend, like one of my artist friends. And, you know, we always joke about like, oh, like, you know, we need to do something with our art. And like, it only, well, for me personally, I'll take it more personal. I have a lot of drawings just sitting around and, you know, my artwork and things like that. My friend would have a ton of his paintings, like his whole apartment is full of paintings and full mm-hmm. of works. And what is the purpose of it? You know, like, then what else can we do with it? Was my thought. And then it dawned on me, at least me, like, I do mostly black and white, but out of lack of resources for colors, like, I don't have color pencil. I don't have a lot of paints, so I just don't have access to colors. But most of my works are black and white, and they're in lines and stuff. So I figured, what if I gather people, or what if I make a coloring book? And then it dawned on me more, why not make it collaborative? I know so many artists, there's so much more talent than myself. Like, there's incredible talent here in El Paso mm-hmm. alone. You go to New York, you go to LA, you go anywhere else, people flock to that city to become somebody. Here, we already have that. They're our neighbors, you know, they're right here. So I figured, I was like, hey, you know what? Like, let me hit up some of my artist friends. Let's see what's up. So I contacted a good amount. Out of that good amount, I got down to the 7 apart from myself. And I asked them to submit 2 of their works and 2 statements accompanying each work. And that's basically what it came to was a coloring book.
Has it turned out to like what you imagined? You know, because I know there's when you start like with the idea and then it's like in your hands. Is it what you envisioned?
Oh, no, I mean, it's definitely evolved. Oh, no, it's definitely evolved. I mean, I had an idea, and then the more I worked on it, the more things came up. So apart from the pieces and their statements, there's a page to promote them, in the book. So there's a preface when you open the book. Well, first of all, the cover, let's start with the cover. I asked my artist to make a collaborative piece. So mind you, a lot of them have never met. I think there's only two of the artists that are actually like really good friends, and they're the only ones that have known each other outside of like the coloring book. Otherwise, none of them have really met, you know? So it was kind of cool seeing how they put something together. Now, I don't think I put any piece on there. It's just a logo that I put on there on the cover. But the rest of them is really cool. It was really cool to see how it generated to this like really cool cover piece. So anyways, it's the cover collaborative. And then you open it up and you see the preface, and it tells you a little bit more of the story. You flip through and it's the first page introducing an artist will be their name, obviously, and any promotional things that they want. So either their emails, if you want to commission a piece from them, they're very much available. Some of them are very much available. Others have their online shops, others just on social media. So it's mostly, this is to promote local artists. But yeah, that's how that became the book.
So tell us about the artists in your book.
So a lot of them, well, all of them are just artists that I've known, just people that I met through other people, I guess. Just from going to events, going to places. This is all obviously pre-COVID, but yeah, no, they're all just people that I know and from being in like what I guess quote unquote would be the scene, you know, and they're all, so they asked me when I first started this project, they asked me if there was a theme to it. And I told them I don't want a theme color book. I want to showcase my artist specifically in their style. Whatever their style is, I chose them for their styles. I didn't choose them because I thought, oh, this would be a good theme for them. Like, oh, let's see what fits into that. No, I wanted the artist to showcase their best works. So they're all original pieces, and each one has such a different style. Like, they all have such different styles. One of them is really beautiful. It's very manic. It's crazy. It's really cool. It's almost psychedelic. Another one is really beautiful line work, cross hatching. It's amazing. And then mine is just, I don't know what mine is. I don't know what you would call mine. I don't know whether it's realism. I don't know terminology. I didn't go to school for this. I don't know that. But no, they're all very different works. And that's what I wanted to showcase too, is all the different capacities that we have here in El Paso alone. Again, these are all local artists. They're our neighbors, they're our friends, they're people that you walk by on the street, you know? They're all just local artists from here. And so that's what I wanted to showcase.
If we want to get our hands on your coloring book, how do we do that?
So I have the social media page is desert_gems_coloring_gallery. That's my Instagram. Or that's the coloring book's Instagram. That's where you can find more about the artist and things like that. If you want to purchase the book itself, or I also sell individual pages, individual prints, go to findadesertgem.com/shop. Or just findadesertgem.com and you can explore more about the artist. I have their bios, their information, all that kind of stuff on there.
So now that you have a project like this under your belt, do you think you'll do more?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, this is the most minor of the big project that I have in mind. Mm-hmm. Like you said, this is just to have something under my belt, more or less. But yeah, I mean, with this book, I do want to explore more artists, because that's only a few of the artists that I know. Now, artists that I don't know, you know, I could find out through like mutual friends, which I have done before. One of my friends has actually recommended me a lot of artists, and I didn't know them, and they're incredible talents too. So this goes into, you know, like a 5-year plan, if not longer. I want to have different editions for each book. So I want to release more. I want to release them. I haven't figured out. With COVID, I couldn't. Originally, I wanted to do it maybe like once a year, but with COVID, it's really, it hasn't killed a lot of plans, but it's definitely restructured a lot of it. So I want to release more different editions each time. And each time I'll do a different set of artists. It's occurred to me to do an all-veteran or all-military one, because the military, they need an outlet. there, that's another aspect of the book, is like having an outlet, a creative outlet for people, especially right now, There's not a lot of things that we can do, you know? Like, we can't socialize, we can't go out and that kind of stuff. So I wanted to, the coloring book is another opportunity for people to have some form of release. And this encourages people to stay home and color. Or if they want to invite, like, their safe friends and, like, come over and we can all draw and hang out and just color in stuff, you know? It's the form of, I wouldn't say as far as therapy, but it's definitely therapeutic, for sure.
Yeah, to kind of just escape for a little bit in the details, right?
It definitely helps. It definitely helps. But like I was saying, I do want to release different editions eventually. So like I mentioned, an all-military or veteran one, an all-female one, just different editions eventually. So this is really just the very, very initial stages of what I hope is a longer-term project.
Very cool. So really follow your Instagram page and we can see where all the other coloring galleries go. Is that
kind of the plan? Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Very cool. Well, congratulations on getting this one done. Today, my guest has been Veronica Fox Grijalva. She is the creator of Desert Gems Coloring Gallery. It's a coloring book for us grown-ups. It features the work of 8 El Paso artists, herself included. Can't wait to see what your other books entail. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.